Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 Rome Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Gabriel Range and actor Johnny Flynn. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Presenting the film Stardust, which I'm just going to keep it brief, kind of. It's based on the life of David Bowie, one of my heroes, all-time heroes. So the thing that I wanted to ask you, Gabriel, I'm not going to have much time to ask you many questions, but the film kind of starts off as this film is mostly based on true stories. Basically, it's mostly fiction. Isn't life like that?
I mean, you know, the film is grounded, in fact, in the sense that David really did go to America for the first time in 1971. He showed up to find that actually he didn't have the right paperwork to play the tour that he thought he was going to play. He really was met at the airport by a music publicist who was there with his mum. So it was all, you know, the film is framed by that sort of slightly disastrous trip to America in 71. We say mostly fiction because, of course, you know, we've had to imagine some of that journey and figure out some of those relationships ourselves. But it is very much grounded, in fact.
And Johnny, you know, you being yourself kind of a musician, did that help you get in the role of David Bowie, despite the fact that he's one of the most famous and acclaimed music artists of all time?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I know Gabriel was keen to work with a musician who could relate to some of the experiences that are portrayed in the film, and I certainly drew on my experience of rejection and struggling to kind of find my way and find my voice to consider this particular, you know, part of his career and the genesis of his trajectory. And obviously just playing the songs for real in the film was fun, was a great thing, and being able to write a song as Bowie, which is what happened, felt like an extension of my kind of character work. So yeah, it helped.
And this is a silly question, but have you guys always sort of been fans of Bowie yourselves?
I have. I certainly was. As a teenager, I bought every record. I read everything I could about him. But I think as an adult, I kind of became more interested in a way as him as a human being than almost more so than him as an artist, as a musician.
Yeah, I was always a fan. But I think, yeah, I remember hearing some of those early 70s records for the first time as a teenager, and it kind of completely blowing me away. But this was a chance to dive back into that and you know, like Gabriel, kind of go into who he really was as a person. And I'm more of a fan now than I ever was.
Does that, though, however, affect, perhaps prevent you from having a detachment that you sort of have to have when you're making a film about someone who basically is you admire, like David Bowie? Is that a challenge to overcome?
Well, I think we were well placed in the sense that this was made independently. We didn't have, you know, to conform to the expectations of, you know, an estate, or, you know, we had complete control over the film. So I think in that sense, you know, we didn't have to make any, we didn't have to divert from our sense of, you know, the truth,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it's funny, I'd played a real person before in a series about Einstein, and I learned quite a lot in that process about what works and what doesn't. And I think essentially it's a person like any other at the end of the day, and it's a character, and I'm not doing an impression of him. I know I'm not going to ever look exactly like him, and I think trying to be perfect in my impression of him would have been a failure on the part of the preparation. So I was trying to carry a flavour of him and an energy of him, but also just look at the circumstances he was in and try and figure out where his head was at and deal with it like that. And in that way, it was the same as any other character, same as any other.
Gabriel, I wanted to also ask you about the side of that deals with mental illness in particular. Did you have any familiarity with this theme, or was it particularly difficult to explore within this film?
It was just something that, you know, that in reading all the biographies about David and this chapter of his life, it became really clear that that was front and center for David, that it was a very real fear that he had in this period of his life, and that fascinated me. You know, it's there, it's very present in the album that he went to tour America with, The Man Who Sold the World. And I think it's just an interesting sort of prism to look at David, the rest of David's life through.
Just a final question, I suppose, because we want to be respectful of the times, but if there was sort of anybody on God's green earth who doesn't know who David Bowie is, and you sort of asked you whether there was a particular album that they could start listening to Bowie with, which would be your go-to album and your recommendation?
I mean,
not your favorite, but, like, you know, just to get into him, I suppose. Favorite would be too hard, I feel.
I mean, Ziggy Stardust is the first Ziggy album is a classic. I think that's probably most people's favorite. It has, you know, every song is kind of stone cold killer. Hunky Dory is probably my favorite record. It's one of the first ones that I owned, and I love the songs on that. And it's interesting because it's when he's evolving this character of Ziggy. It's right in the period that we're telling in the film. But yeah, the first Ziggy album.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first Ziggy album is awesome. My personal favourite album is Low, but you know, I think Sound and Vision is just it's such an extraordinary piece of music that I adore. But I mean, that's much later, 77.
Guys, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for watching the film.
I remind the listeners, the film is called Stardust, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.